This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
This is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The search continues after a Mexican military plane crashed near the Galveston Causeway Monday while taking a patient to a hospital. One person is still missing, five people died, and two were rescued. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn spoke with a father and son who helped with the rescue effort.
It just doesn't seem real. I'm like, did that really just happen today?
Sky Decker was on a boat ride with his 11-year-old son when he heard about the plane crash. Instead of turning around, the two navigated through thick fog to get to the site of the crash. Decker said he was able to get one woman out alive.
When I saw the wreckage, I couldn't imagine that there'd be anybody alive in there. But the people that were out there said there was, so I jumped in and we were able to get her out of there.
Decker's son helping out in any way he could.
I think my main goal was just try to get some footage to maybe help out the cops or something.
Decker's wife, Katie, tells me Decker was in a plane accident when he was younger, and she thinks that's part of what made him act so courageously during the tragedy. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit has ruled the U.S. government is liable for Hurricane Harvey flood damage to homes upstream of Houston's Attucks and Barker reservoirs. The government could still appeal the decision to the full Federal Circuit or the U.S. Supreme Court. Charles Irvine is one of the homeowners' attorneys.
It brings everything a little closer, but it's very frustrating for our clients and us. The government has their right to exhaust all their appeals, so we won't know, whether the government wants to avail themselves of those further appellate rights for probably a month and a half, maybe two.
The ruling applies specifically to six homeowners whose homes were used as test cases, but it could open the door for thousands of others to get compensation. The Rockets play the Clippers in Los Angeles tonight. They have a 9:30 tip-off. We could see some patchy fog later on this evening. We're expecting mostly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low around 67 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.